Hello, Dr. Tori Robeson here, chiropractic practice success consultant, where I teach you how to go farther than you ever thought you could. You're listening to the Chiro Success Podcast. I am optimistic, positive, and excited about chiropractic, reaching people with my practice and building an exceptional life of productivity, prosperity, and generosity while filled with love, fitness, and fun. My purpose is to become smarter, more powerful, capable, driven, and a superior version of myself by ever increasing my awareness, knowledge, understanding, motivation, hands-on skill, communication skill, and mastery in the art of exceptional living. Every single podcast causes you to naturally attract more great new patients, makes you more capable and motivating and persuading people toward higher levels of health, empowers you to make smarter, long-term decisions in all areas of your life, and energizes you physically, mentally, and financially. Well, guess what time it is again? It's case study time. So let's just jump right in with our next interesting and inspiring chiropractor case study. Time to rock and roll once again, my friends. Winner's Edge Chiropractic Success Case Study. And what a fun one this is going to be from West. Oh, I don't want to give it away. And here we have a chiropractic team, and they're going to tell us how they sort of came together and formed this power partnership. So we'll just jump right in like we like to do with these. Okay, gentlemen, who are you and where in the world geographically are you? Ready, go.
Yeah, I'm Dr. Nick Barney.
Andrew Yonner, and we are in West Fargo, North Dakota.
Yep. So we just call them Yonner and Barney for some reason. We just call them Yonner and Barney. They've just blended into one powerful human entity just called Yonner and Barney. Okay?
Sure.
And they're in West Fargo, North Dakota. Okay? Mm-hmm. Where, if you look through their window, through the shade, you will see it is a lovely blizzard today. After it was somehow mysteriously 60 degrees yesterday at the end of February. Okay. So no lack of excitement weather-wise up where they are. Okay. I don't recall this. I'm trying hard, but how did we meet?
You know, I think when I was in school at Northwestern, I had a classmate that he had been actually coaching with you when he was a student, which Tyler Peternell.
Yes.
And I just remember him telling me, and I was, in my naive mind, I'm like, you're already coaching when really that should be the standard, right? So he gave me some of your material or told me to look up some podcasts, and I did. And then I think even later down the line, I listened to some podcasts. Chiro Candy, I think, was one of them.
Oh, I forgot about that. Those were the very first podcasts I ever got asked to be on.
Yeah, they're great. Mm-hmm. I still have them in my library. I still listen to them every once in a while because they're really good stuff.
Yeah. And I was going to say, I had never heard of you at that point, but he had kind of shown me stuff. And then I think we found a few videos that you were just kind of teaching. I can't remember what officially it was, but that was my first experience with you at that point after he had shown me. And we saw some stuff in social media, some videos and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. Were you guys in the same class?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. They're in the same class. Okay. Northwestern College of Chiropractic, Minneapolis area. All right. And you heard from somebody else and you got a little bit of material, and that kind of got the wheels turning a little bit. Where were you at in the path in school at that time? What tri were you in?
I want to say I was T8 because it was starting to get a little bit more, as much as you know, there should be a lot more business stuff, but that's when the business plan was kind of coming in, and we had made our business plan together, not really realizing that was going to come to fruition at some point. But I think it was about T8, T9. Yep.
Yeah. And at the chiropractic college they went to, there's 10 trimesters. So they're in tri 8. So they're getting ready to wrap it up within 12 months. Okay. All right. So that's all true. Brings us up to speed here. Next question. What was the thing that, quote, made you join? Let's do it. When and how did that happen and why?
Well, I want to say part of it because it's a fun Tori story, but I think we did we looked into more of your stuff, and I think we got our hands on the green books at that time, right? So you'd send us
the little green booklets.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah.
Yes. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we read that, and you know, to be honest with you, like I said, I'll go into it for a good Tori story later, but we just knew we had to make a change. I mean, that was what it came down to.
Wow. Yeah. We were in business not quite 2 years at that point, and we were to the point where even our accountant was saying, like, you guys can't sustain this. You got to be, something's got to change here, basically.
Yeah. Okay. So you see, ladies and gentlemen, they graduated. They started the practice together in the Fargo area. Okay. And they're in about a couple years. They had been aware of the Winner's Edge thing, aware of me, didn't do it. Okay. And you're cruising along the green booklets, which somehow, how did you get those?
I thought that you had a thing on your website, then it got sent to
us. Yes, I think if you did something, we'd send them to you, or we sent you a car, something like that. So we mailed them out for free, right? And you got it.
For sure.
Okay. And then you got on the phone and you said, okay. And notice that even the accountant said, I've heard this many a time, even the accountant said, you guys got to do something.
Yeah. Yep. We were lost. We needed some guidance.
So the back's against the wall, and somehow we talk and you join. Yes?
Correct. Yep.
Okay, here we go. Now we're going to have some fun. When you joined, what was the clinic seeing total for visits in a week?
Well, we couldn't even tell you because we didn't keep stats at that point either.
That's how bad it was.
You don't even know.
That's how bad it was. Yeah. Okay. So, but I can tell you, honestly, it was probably, 20 some a piece in a week.
Yeah. Big fat F.
We're going to go from an F to an A. Okay.
Yeah, 50 right. between us, maybe?
Yeah, I would say maybe not even 50 between the two of us, yeah.
Yep.
Okay, what was the office collecting?
Like around, 10,000 a month was like our big month.
10,000
a month. Our first year, we collected 45,000.
Yeah.
How many months of the year?
That was the first full year. We opened in November the year before, so.
Yeah.
And then the next full year was 45,000.
The first full year of you guys in one office, you collected 45,000.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
Okay. But you know what? Notice here, ladies and gentlemen, we got high caliber human beings here. Every reason to do well in an area that you guys can dominate, but just didn't know what to do, how to do it, the business structure, right? You needed the information, and something finally inside you said, okay, we got to get the information that we need. Yes?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Just imagine how many chiropractors out there are in the same boat and they haven't joined yet. And we're really the only place that can help them at this level. Sure. Okay. How are you guys doing debt wise at the time? Were you really cranking and paying that debt down?
No. Well, you can imagine with that much collections. It was pretty much trying to find the most minimal payment for any student loan and income driven stuff.
I don't even think I qualified for income driven. So I was.
There was no income to it.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I won't go into it, but I'm guessing you're stressed out about things.
Yeah. It was terrible.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. It was terrible. It was terrible.
Yeah.
Some of you listening or watching this. Okay, it's terrible for you too, and it can all be fixed if you just want to put some effort into yourself and learn how. Okay, let's fast forward now. By the way, that first office, how many square feet?
We were about little over 2,000.
Yeah.
Okay, so they had 2,000 square feet for two chiropractors. This isn't the worst we've seen, okay? All right, so let's fast forward now. What's your office like now?
So we moved to a new office location in 2021, first start of the year there. We had about 2,000 in that spot, but then we then decided to tear out another wall that was in a brand new building and then expand again within 6 months of being in the new place to add decompression and all that.
Yeah.
So now we're about a 3,000 foot office.
Right. So now they have this beautiful Winner's Edge 3,000 square foot chiropractic machine of results and production awesomeness. Yes.
Yes.
Yep. Okay. Now, what's your best visits in a week?
I think as a clinic, we're in that 540 mark.
Yeah, 540 is the.
Okay. And your best collections in a month?
127.
127,000. That's a lot better than 10,000.
Slightly, yeah.
Now, what's cool about this, and I know you've talked about it before, but for the listeners and the viewers, you guys feel like you got a lot of room left on the gas pedal, right?
Oh yeah.
Lots of room.
For sure.
Can you guys collect 200 a month?
Yes.
Absolutely. Okay. All right. So you see, you have a whole different set of worries now, a whole different set of things that you're concerned about, but we got the pressure off because now we got velocity and we got momentum.
Yep.
Okay. How is Winner's Edge different than any other groups that you're aware of or had friends be a part of? What makes us different here? Because like you'll hear me say, we're very, very different here. Okay. Yeah. Why is that? What's your take on that?
I was going to say, we've never been a part of another group. We looked into some before we did and joined Winner's Edge, but to this level right now. So we lucked out, I'd say, but the organization is the big thing with me, just the amount of videos, the things to go through. Yeah. I mean, the timeline for how to start everything, it's just, it all flew together. It seemed like
to be honest with you, it's for how many people you coach. You know, I can reach out to you, email you, text you, mm-hmm. call you in a matter of minutes. And I just find that insane. So even though you
it coach, is insane.
Yeah, it is. It really is.
Because I'm freak mode, right?
Yeah, for sure. Freak mode.
But you know what's true? It's him. Hold on a second, Nick. Let me come back to that thought. But what they're indicating there, and you'll find this to be true, the more successful the person you're dealing with, the faster the responses will be.
Yeah.
The more they have going on, the faster they get on top of things, the faster they respond, the faster action will happen.
Yeah.
And you want to be a person like that. I'm sure you guys are fast responders also. You were going to say?
I was just going to say, like, even though you coach, you know, all over the world, really all over the country, it seems like an intimate group. You know what I mean? It's just, it is an intimate group. It's one-to-one coaching, even though you're coaching all
yeah,
around.
Yeah. We have a culture here that has a power. Why? And we keep it that way because it is organized. You always know what's coming up. You know where you stand. You've always got, you know, you got stuff getting mailed to you in regular mail, calendars. You just, everybody knows what's going on and you know what you got and how to interact with it. It's not all over the place or sloppy or loose or weak or all these other things that happen out there that we are the opposite of. Okay, next is this. What are some of your favorite systems? Now, Winner's Edge is all of these little systems, okay, from the little huddle system to, but just Andrew, what are some of the systems that you guys use that you learned here that really make a big difference? And then we'll go to Nick.
I think one of the biggest ones was this. I think it makes the most results is the report diagram.
Yeah.
Well, you get a patient in, it's just like,
nobody said that yet.
It's just like
the report diagram. I forgot all about it, even though it's, oh my gosh, the report diagram. It's the greatest thing ever. That and the re-sign stuff, right? And the wellness plans mm-hmm. being made and the initial plan and the sheet and the box and the prepay and the auto pay. There's all these little systems that you guys just do so often now, you don't even realize that you even, you know, you almost get to the point where you think you invented it yourself. You know, yes, the way the report is done, and we draw a diagram to explain things to people so they can understand, and you can come back to that diagram. Remember what I was telling you, you know, and we go from there. Wow. Yeah. Okay, Nick, how about you, system-wise, procedure-wise, or otherwise?
I would say, you know, that too, and then the consult, you know, any of that stuff, but just the team aspect, like the team meeting, you know, it's changed our culture, I guess you could say.
Yeah, the culture and the little tribe they have in the office, and then, of course, with all their patients. But look what he's indicating here. Here we got two DCs. That means we got to have more team. That means you got to have them all on the same page. So our huddles and the meetings become more important than ever, getting them to trainings, getting everybody on the same page, keeping everybody moving forward. And we have a structure for that. You do this, and you do that, and you have this. You keep it simple. We keep it light, but we keep it consistent. So we can keep everybody together. Now, there's a lot more that could be said on all of that, but let's move on. Okay. What do you think has been the most impactful or the most fun part as it relates to what you guys now know about money?
We can see the results of money.
Okay. So, Andrew, just talk about money. What do you know about money now that you didn't know early on?
How money flows, how money goes where money is. Like it's just a lot of different things too. Whether it's student loans, monthly payments on different things, what you can really afford, all these different types of things.
It's almost overwhelming because it's such a broad topic, but let's sum it up with this. We teach a money flow diagram that you guys can draw as fast as you could grab a pen because you've learned how to do it, to be able to diagram the flow, and you know what it's supposed to look like to grow and scale up and start to become wealthy. Yeah. All right. How about you, Nick? Any sort of money related stuff that's been impactful for you?
Yeah. I mean, I think we've talked about this many times. There's a lot of people out there that don't have a you know, they think money is the root of all evil. We could talk all day about that, but money is a tool that you can use, and whether you use it to do good or bad, that's how you use it. So I just think my ability to wrap my mind about more money, how to use it, how to do good with it, but also, you know, it's money is a great, great tool.
Yeah. And what we're doing now, as we're always doing, is we're elevating your lowest minimum standard.
Yeah.
What you will accept, what you won't accept. We want to just take that and just ratchet that up money-wise, system-wise, procedure-wise, results-wise, team-wise, personal-wise. You get the idea? Yeah. And we're elevating the lowest minimum standard as it relates to all of these different topics. Okay, kind of a general question here, and they all kind of blend together. But back to you, Andrew. Most amazing thing about being in the Winner's Edge group?
I think, really, results. Like, we saw a massive change very quickly.
That's right. You put in time and money, and you got this thing back. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, that's what it comes down to. I mean, that's why you do it in the first place.
That's
it. Results. That's it. Yeah.
We can talk fluffy and, Tori's really cool. Who cares? If we don't change numbers in the little boxes, so what do we want? Big numbers in small boxes. Yeah. How about you, Nick?
Yeah, I think it's the ability to bounce not only questions off of you, but off of other members, the trainings, the in-person trainings. You see a standard, the standard of the group goes up, so you know that you have to keep kind of growing and hit that standard as well.
Yeah, now it's collecting 100 a month before the end of the first year. We have the new best, the student loans paid off in 13 months after graduation, not 13 months after joining. Okay.
Awesome.
So in other words, the new era of DCs, because all they know is Winner's Edge stuff, because they were in for a year before they graduated. So that pushes and lifts everybody up and elevates. Okay. You guys also, as you guys continue to grow and inspire others that are way behind you in the group trying to come after you. Okay. Why should all chiropractors be in the Winner's Edge group for at least a few years? Why would you think that would be a true statement?
It's almost just like you're learning the fundamentals of how to just run a business and everything as well, too. If you don't know that, then you're just like us. We were winging it the first 2 years, and it led us to nowhere. So,
yeah, well said. Okay, now we want to have a little fun here. All right, we're looking for a couple, few, or whatever, and it's really weird what people are saying on this. Okay, the last one was particularly hilarious. Unique, funny, memorable, convicting, possibly irritating Tory stories of any kind from anything. Okay, ready, go.
Well, the one that I was going to bring up is when we did get you on the phone for the first time, and we kind of laid out what was going on with us, and right away you said, well, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life. And we kind of looked at each other and went, and then we literally realized it was the dumbest thing. You know what I mean? It didn't make any sense. So we
pretty much hung up the phone. We're like, well, I don't know how I felt about that, but I'm like, we should probably hire that guy. That's the guy we need.
Yeah. Told us what we needed to hear, and that's what we that's what we needed. So
you know, it's interesting you bring it up like that, because I look back at consultants I had, you know, 20 whatever years ago.
Yeah.
And everybody was too, oh, you're doing okay. You know what I mean? No one ever said, that sucks.
Yeah.
Stop that.
Yeah.
Okay. No, you don't do it this way. But what I do here is I'll call people out, but I'll give you the better way.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I won't just say, stop, that sucks. What do I do that's better? I don't know, but that it's just right here. Do this. And you guys did do that, and you did learn the better way, because it was readily available on video or whatever it was. And then you start to see the results, and then you go, okay, we're on to the right thing. And then you really start digging for the gold, because you found it in the side of the mountain. Any other stories or anything you recall from any event, any call, anything you heard with me call out somebody else, anything to make it interesting and entertaining for the viewer or the listener?
I was going to bring up our first NPG incident. So we had started NPGs. This is where we first started then too. And we didn't know what we were doing. I don't know if we had bought the set yet, or I think you had made all this one. So we had seen one. So we just tried to make it offhand, printing it ourselves and all that kind of stuff. And then we had sent it to you. We just happened to be going to our very first workshop, meeting you the first time. And then it was that night. And then we were getting towards the end of the workshop. And he's like, brings this out. Well, what do we got here? And then he just tears it open. And he's like, look at this. Throws it to everyone in the room. Look at this crap. crap. We're in the back row. We're like, okay. No, that wasn't that.
My favorite technique is to have somebody send something to me and then rip on it in front of everybody. It's like my favorite thing in the world because I only want to say it once. Okay. Yeah. And then of course everybody else sends me their stuff and it's garbage too, but that's part of the learning process. Oh, and then you go back. And by the way, we're talking about this tool. We have the new patient generator. How many new patients do you think you guys have gotten now from the new patient generator?
Oh yeah. More than I can think of, I guess. Yeah.
Thousands, maybe. Thousands.
I mean, way over 1,000, right?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Because then you get the referral. And anyway, it's the tool we use to get material to the people that are around your office so they know who you are, where you are, what you do, in a way that can get them to get on that phone or hit the QR code or go onto your website and schedule an appointment. Yep. Oh yeah, that's great stuff. All right, fantastic here. I've enjoyed every minute of this. All right, anything else you guys want to share that you think might be interesting or valuable before we wrap it up?
No, I mean, we just can't say, you know, join enough. It's you know, you brought up the thing, you know, we suck. It's, and that's why I think when you brought up why should you have a coach for life, it's because there's levels to this. If you want to keep going and, you know, if Tom Brady can win multiple Super Bowls and, you know, we can grow in the chiropractic clinic and keep growing for years and years, you need a coach like Tori. So,
yeah, that's well said. And you think about someone like that, you can win a championship, but then it's going to elevate. The coaching's going to have to elevate to go and do it again. And then it all works like this. And so the core of the success team, of course, is the chiropractors. It's the expert consultant. And ultimately, you're going to have a good accountant to make sure you're in good shape there. A couple other professionals along the way from time to time. But that's the core of the success team. Well, as always, super excited, not only for what you guys have done, but what the future holds and where you can go as you continue to advance and continue to reach and just build a dominating chiropractic presence in the West Fargo area and beyond. Thanks for your time, gentlemen. A great case study, and I look forward to talking to you soon. Great job. Later.
Thanks, Tori.
Thank you.
A little commentary here as it relates to the fantastic practice of Dr. Yonner and Dr. Barney in North Dakota. We have an example here of a multi-doctor office, and that brings its bonuses, it brings its pluses, it brings its advantages. And of course, what we want to do is reduce any of the disadvantages. So I want to take a minute here and tell you that if you are considering practicing with somebody, say you want to practice with your dad, it's two brothers who want to practice together, you're a married couple, you want to practice together, couple buddies want to practice together, any multi-doctor setup, you have to talk to me immediately. Never in a million years should you even consider this. It is unbelievably complex. It's almost impossibly complex. Impossibly complex. What do I mean? Well, it's been proven for 100 years that two chiropractors in one office, in nearly all cases, cannot produce what one chiropractor would produce. In other words, if one of them went home, none of the numbers in the office would change. It's like having a bicycle and trying to have two people ride one bicycle. Two people, one practice, one bicycle. How fast can you go? You can't. One person gets off the bike, well, next person goes flying away and has high performance. What's my whole point here? We have to have a tandem bicycle if we want two people to be able to crank and do well. So we have to have an office that is designed for two chiropractors. Most of the time when two chiropractors practice together and they call me, of which I have like, I don't know, 40 offices like this, maybe more in the Winner's Edge group. When they come to me, they normally have an office that is not big enough for one doctor, but yet there's two of them in there. Realize how hopeless that is? One of them could just go home and the place would actually grow overnight. We see that happen a lot. The wife is pregnant. She leaves to have a child, and all the numbers in the practice stay exactly the same, or they grow with her not there. Isn't that interesting? We see a father and a son practice together. Dad decides to go to Hawaii for a month. All the numbers stay exactly the same. Nothing changes. Isn't that interesting? This happens because the office is really not designed for two chiropractors. So here at Winter's Edge, we must have a layout like Yonner and Barney have. They have the square foot. Now, they didn't start this way. They started with the typical mess that I inherit most of the time. But as they cranked along, they were able to find and we were able to engineer the right square footage. Now we've got all the rooms. We've got all the therapy equipment. We've got a ton of chairs. We've got the workstations for a complete team. That's why they're able to do impressive things. And Yonner and Barney have a lot of room to grow, as all doctors do. So the multi-doctor office, we have to have the correct floor plan. We have to have the correct equipment in place. We have to have enough of it. We have to have enough chairs. We have to have enough phone lines. We got to have the right website. We got to have the right hours. We have to have the capability for the team. Remember now, you will grow to the level of what your floor plan can do, what your team can do, and what you can do. So whether it's a solo DC in a small room in a gym, a solo DC with 3,000 square feet, wanting our level 6 $200,000 per month practice model, whether it's two DCs practicing together and they want to have maximum performance, all of the Winter's Edge stuff applies. We've got to have everything right. We have to have everything in position so all doctors can serve as many people as possible, can be as happy as possible, and of course, ultimately, they can build as exceptional of a life as possible. Tori out. If you're a chiropractor looking to dominate in practice and in life, learn more at winnersedgeconsulting.com.